Scripture today will be read from three of the four Gospels, starting in Luke 10, 25. I'll be reading out of the RSV. And behold, a lawyer stood up and put to him a test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have answered right. Do this and you'll live." But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" And Jesus replied and told him a parable. Then in Matthew 19, starting in verse 16, "And behold, one came up to him, saying, 'Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life?' And he said to him, 'Why do you ask me about what is good? One there is who is good. If you would enter life, keep the commandments.' He said to him, 'Which?' And Jesus said, 'You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.' The young man said to him, 'All these I have kept since I was a youth. What still do I lack?' Jesus said to him, 'If you would be perfect, go sell your possessions and give them to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me.'" Then from Mark 12, 32-34. This is in response to Jesus. A scribe says to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that there is one, or that he is one, and there is no other but he. And to love him with all your heart, and with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." Here ends the reading of the Word of God.